Meyer, the keeper, going right, gets wrapped up by Carson Schartz. Short pickup on first down at the 31. And gets a yard to the 32.
So second down and 8 coming up. The biggest thing here is watch that play clock tick down. No need to rush here if you're Hoxie. I do like that addition that Hoxie has here with the play clocks.
Absolutely.
It's nice to have when you can see how much time's left. 15 on the play clock here, in addition to part of this new renovation they got going here at the football field.
Yeah, when the new track is officially done, it's going to be really nice. Second down, Meyer, play action pass, going to the right. He gets taken down by the Railers. Brody Fisher was the one chasing him in the backfield, but then finally got some help. It looked like it might have been Colton Meltzler, the defensive end there, to hit him. Gets to the 34, gain of 2.
Yeah, you're right. Once this track's done, adding pole vault, better jumping pits, a little more room for the high jump. Definitely some things Hoxie was needing. Surprised they didn't turf the field, but hey, you got to start somewhere.
And they have a big third down and 6 right here. Ball at the 34, right hash. Under center, offset eye. Nicholson the back. It's going to be a give to the fullback, Bretz. Bretz lowers a shoulder, barreling Ellis Railers. He's short of the first by a yard, but now it's probably 4 down territory. And whistles blow with 3:41. Timeout, Ellis.
Yeah, I think if you're fourth down and 3 or more, I think you're going to go ahead and punt it. Trust the defense, especially being up by 8. They, like you said, they score, they can't beat you. They can only tie you. But at fourth down and 1, trust your offense. The run game, it's been working so well all game long. You can potentially almost not seal it here with a first down, but it's going to get you one step closer.
Absolutely, and because they go back to their old reliable, Matt Bretz, 6 carries, 100 yards on the night, 2 touchdowns. On that 3rd and 5 or 3rd and 6, he picks up 5 and makes it 4th down and 1.
So 3:40 left after the timeout. Ellis, defensively, the biggest play of the game for them, trying to keep them alive, giving themselves another chance, and it'd be an excellent field position as well.
Hoxie's 3 of 3 on fourth downs in the ball game. Not attempted one in the fourth quarter, though. Tonight's game brought to you by Sheridan Estates, Six Toes Feed and Seed, and Great Plains Auto and Hardware.
I think if you're Ellis, you got to sell out for a run as well. If you get beat over the top in a quick hitter pass play-wise, but I think you got to bring 6-7 into the box. And yep, there they come. They're floating up to the line.
It's just a quarterback sneak for Chase Meyer, and he's got it. At least on the initial look, he does. On the spotties, crossed the 40. They lined up in the eye, and then they just got good push from the fullback and running back Nicholson and Bretz, who were lining up behind him.
And it looks like a first down.
It was Colton Meltzler, the one to hit him, and he's a little banged up. They're going to call for an official measurement. It's very close, though. It looked off from our angle. He got it, but the spot might not be in favor of Hoxie.
Yeah, it looks closer than it may be for us up top here. But I still think Hoxie picks it up.
We can't tell the near side official standing in front of the ball.
Oh, boy, I don't think they got it.
They do not have it.
Wow.
They stuff them. On fourth down, Ellis gets a stop with 3:35 to go. Wow.
I mean, it was 4 or 5 inches maybe.
Yeah, super close. About as close as it can get.
But like I said, they're at fourth down and 1. Even if you don't pick this up, they still got to go half the length of the field, and they can't beat you. They can only tie you.
So 3:35 to go. Ellis has 2 timeouts. There's still plenty of time in this game. They'll start right at midfield at the 40-yard line. 1st and 10, empty backfield for Trent Schartz. 2 receivers left, 2 to the right. Schartz, pass, screen pass for Ashenbrenner on the far side. He's got blocking in Byers. Spins off a 1 minute, the 35, down the sideline he goes, and that extra effort gets him a first down inside the 30 to the 28.
Clock stops out of bounds. I know they're going to stop it to adjust the chains, but it is kept in bounds, so clock running here with 3:24 left in this.
275 yards passing for Schartz on the day. Schartz, another quick hitter to Baylor. Bourne picks it up right low at his ankles. He spins off of one defender and gets inside the 35. Where are they going to mark him? The 33-yard line. Actually, 23-yard line. Pickup of five.
Second down and five. Still plenty of time. No rush here if you're Ellis. But just two quick hitters. One picks up 10. One picks up five. And just trying to get some players in open field.
2:45 and counting. That's plenty of time for Ellis right now. Second and five here in the fourth. Two receivers right, two to the left. Schartz back to pass, rolling to the right. Three Indians are after him. Schartz tries to get back to the line, and he dives forward. He stays in bounds. He does a pretty good job of even making something out of nothing, but I don't know why he didn't throw that ball away.
Yeah, I think it's just awareness from quarterbacks here at this level of play. They want to try to get something. When all reality, if you just throw it out of bounds there outside the pocket, you can just live with it. And third down and six, I think maybe lost a yard there, half yard to a yard.
Only 1 yard. Schartz was able to get back and get most of it. Schartz. Oh, he lost the snap, and it's going to be intercepted. It's picked off by Caden Beckman. Schartz lost the handle of it, and it lands in the hands of Beckman, and Hoxie takes over at the 34-yard line in Indians territory.
Ellis still with two timeouts, but so a little bit of hope left for him. But a first down away from Hoxie, picking up win number one of the year for him.
Wow. What a pick. He just kind of lost the handle of the football because it was a screen pass and it was developing so quick. He just lost the grip of the football.
Yeah, you called an interception. Could have just been easily called a fumble, but.
Oh, fumble back. Hoxie fumbles, but they're able to land on it. Trying to see who was the first. Carson Schartz was the one that really blew that play up. It is landed on by Noah Nicholson, saving the day for Hoxie. They lose five, though. Back to the 28. Timeout, Ellis.
Yeah, you thought Hoxie all but needed just a first down, that they were going to be able to at least do that the way they've been running the ball. Now second down and 16, 17 yards coming up. Just a little bit of hope left for Ellis. By the time they run two more plays, potentially have to punt it away. Hoxie or Ellis down to one timeout. It's going to be right at a minute, maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more on how much time they're going to have left.
Last two possessions here for Ellis with chances to go in and tie it. They go a turnover on down, so they don't even gain a yard. And then that last play, four plays, they go 16 yards after getting a first down, ending an INT. And, yeah, it's kind of up for grabs what you want to call it. Was it a pass or was it not? Because it didn't hit the ground, I think we'll call that an interception.
Yeah.
But if it would have hit the ground, it for sure would have been a fumble. I mean, because there was no really – I don't think he really ever had control of the football, Trent Schartz.
Yeah, it looked like he caught the snap, looked to turn it, and before he had a grip on the ball, like you said, it's one of those things we're going to call it an interception, but easily could have been a fumble. It would have been interesting to see what they would have called that.
Meyer, the quarterback in the shotgun. Ellis stacks the box. Meyer gets the keeper, breaks free. This is going to do it. 30, 20, 15, and Hoxie can sniff their first win of the year. Chase Meyer goes all the way, 52 yards for the touchdown.
Ellis sold out on the run. They fake it, and the play that's worked best for him all night long, a little fake to their running back, quarterback, keeper, and Myers makes him pay.
119 rushing yards on the game for Chase Meyer. And the exclamation point with a minute 45 to go. He scores a big one for the Indians. And they'll go for two, obviously.
145 left. Ellis will get the opportunity to get the ball back.
You can't count them out, though. I mean, they obviously have plenty of weapons on the offense. but do they have enough time? Meyer, he's going to pass it here on the two-point try. Going to the end zone, it's intercepted. It was picked off by Aiden Ashenbrenner with a minute 45. It remains a 14-point game, 46-32 the score.
It's one of those instances where you've seen it in the NFL before. It's a little different in high school, but he breaks that run loose. If he kind of just falls down, I think they can almost run this clock out, but at the same time, you're going to house it, make it a little harder on Ellis to score. Ellis can march down the field, score, potentially kick an onside kick, whatever. Still a long shot for Ellis to pick up a W here, and at the end of the day, if you see an opportunity to score six, go take it.
Absolutely. Makes it a two-score game at that, and the question is now for the Railroaders, is there enough time? We know they can air it out, but in the second half, they really haven't had, you know, maybe you could say the third quarter when they got back into it, but they really haven't had the deep passes like they did early when they started to throw the ball. They've been more dink and dunk, a lot of screens, because Hoxie is keeping their safeties back.
Yeah, and at this point, Hoxie's going to keep their safeties back. That's the one thing you're preaching as a defensive coordinator right now. Do not get beat over the top.
So the kick, it's a low rolling kick, trying to make Ellis make a return. Baylor Bourne is wrapped up immediately. He was the one that filled it almost like a ground ball where a shortstop would field it over in baseball. It was just kicked right on the ground and just rolled to Baylor Bourne's hands. And Ellis will start at their own 28-yard line.
Yeah, get ready for them to air it out like they have been. Try to hit them up over the top. Don't really have the option to hit them quick hitters right now.
Schartz going to lob one up. He's got a man. It's one-hand intercepted. He underthrew it. Matt Brent's picked it off. Brent's now running the other way to the 20. Has some blocking. 15, and he's tackled down to the 10. What an interception, Matt Brent's.
Penalty is on the field. I'm guessing a hold, block in the back, something regardless. Hoxie pretty much ices the game on an incredible one-handed grab there by Matt Bretz, one of the leaders of this team.
Yeah, that was probably going to be one of those after the pick happened, for sure. So not going to really hurt Hoxie. They're still going to get the football back.
Yeah, holding after the interception. Regardless, Hoxie ball, one timeout left on for Ellis. 40-second play clocks. You can pretty much kneel it out from here almost.
Wow, so back-to-back passes now thrown by Trent Schartz. They've been picks. And that one probably the icing on the cake here. With a minute and a half to go.
Couple plays. Like I said, we'll see if Ellis even takes that time. I believe down to one left, but even outside of that, you can burn a minute 20 if you're Hoxie, and that's not counting the amount of time left from each play. So pretty much all over here for Hoxie. There's that timeout.
This is the QB sneak of Chase Meyer. Chase Meyer has really put the team on his back tonight. 25 rush attempts for him. Timeout, Ellis. Their final with a minute 24.
Coach Eichmann's pretty much burning that timeout on the off chance. So you could see a fumbled snap here. Outside of that, two plays here to get it to fourth down. You're going to burn at least a minute 20. You expect to use at least 4 seconds in between those two plays. So a couple clean exchanges here from center to quarterback, and it's game over.
And what a big win this would be for Hoxie. Might, you know, barring just a disaster here from the Indians, can really get their season kind of turned around as they head into the eight-man Division I District 8. They got some tough games, though. I mean, both of these eight-man districts, obviously these two teams not in the same. This is one of the MCL games, though. You're still fighting for an MCL crown for these two squads. Ellis will have their final MCL matchup at Trigo, who has proved to now be quite the team that not many people really expected. But the Golden Eagles down there in Waukini have been really beating teams left and right in the first 2 weeks. And they have a tough one, I believe, with Wichita County here tonight. And then for Hoxie, they have their final game, a district game at Hill City, their final MCL matchup later this season in week six. Lining up quick, Meyer will run behind two blockers, and he's going to just kind of stay on his feet and then dive forward for as long as he could. And with no timeouts for Ellis, Hoxie really can just take a kneel down and call it the ball game.
Yeah, this is going to be just past 40 seconds left on the play or the game clock. It should be into the 30s by the time they snap it. 40-second play clock. This should be the last down coming. Yeah, pretty tough district for Hoxie with Rollins County, Oberlin, St. Francis, Hill City, and Stockton, as they're going to be battling for a top four spot in that district. So it's good to see them pick up a win here to get things rolling.
Yeah, and obviously both these teams, they were both coaches emphasized during the week. Now Meyer will take the kneel down. Play clock is going to go to 40. Game clock is under that at 30. Hoxie's going to get the W here at their home field, 46-32. What a big win this is for head coach Lance Parr and his young squad getting their first W of 2025. This is big for the Indians in what is their last game before district play, and Ellis now falling to 0-3.
Yeah, big win for Coach Barr. Tough loss there for Coach Eichmann, as they're going to have to find a way in district play. I think top four will go to the playoffs, so they have a good opportunity to be in that top four. Hoxie will be at Stockton next week before their schedule gets really tough with Oberlin, Hill City, St. Francis, and Rollins County. So another pick-me-up game for Hoxie next week. For Ellis, they're going to have to get things rolling here in week four as they get into district play with La Crosse, who was 2-0 coming into this week. So they'll have another tough outing next week with La Crosse, followed by an even tougher game with Waukini, a get-right game with Quinter potentially, and then Ness City and Leota to round out their schedule. But you'd like to, if you're Coach Eichmann, you'd like to come out, obviously, pick up a win every week, but when you start 0-2, like they said, it's even harder to get going after an 0-3 start.
We'll take a break. Post-game show coming up next. Once again, the final, Hoxie wins it here at home, 46-32 over the Ellis Railroaders. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week, powered by Madison Motors of Phillipsburg.
This Hoxie game is sponsored by the